The other reason we're excited to be back in the studio after a two-week hiatus is we've got the opportunity to speak to one of the greatest cricketers that ever played the game. And if we ever were going to adopt an Englishman as an Australian, this would be the man. I don't know if he'd be too impressed or happy about that, but Ian Botham, every time you... Lord Ian Botham, every time you turned the TV on, he was involved in a game of cricket, Tim. You just sat back and enjoyed the ride. And more often than not, he'd get the better of the Aussies. He played in four Ashes series. He's won two and lost two. He's out to commentate what will be a very, very interesting series, I think. And I think he thinks they're a better hope than maybe we give them right now. And he's been good enough to take our call. Lord Botham, welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Well, we're going really well. Excited about the opportunity to speak to you. Do we call you Lord? Do we call you Beefy? What can we call you?
Beefy sits quite nicely.
No, it's great to have you in the country. Your expectations of this English team, you're always bullish about them. I love the fact that you love sticking it to the Aussies and you're very, very confident about their abilities. But how do you see this group?
Look, we could end up with a couple of games played under lights, which would, I think, be... the England boys would be quite happy with that. Look, I think the bookies always lose the plot a little bit when we arrive and Australia go racing ahead in the prices, etc. But I think it'll be a lot tighter than the bookies think. So most Ashes series are. I mean, you get the odd thrashing like we did in 89 and 07. And you get that. But to be honest with you, more often than not, they're good contests. Tough contests, but and enthralling quite often.
Do you sense a vulnerability with this group, given the circumstances that have unfolded over the past couple of weeks?
Look, you know, I think that you know, when people ask me about the Australian team, I always say, well, if they're asking me about it, they've got a problem somewhere. So I'm quite happy to sit back and, you know, at the end of the day, obviously, I'm looking forward to it, calling the game and enjoying it with the guys on Channel 7. But to be honest with you, I think they're even thinking now it could well be a lot tighter than that. Ben Stokes is a big factor as well.
Biffy, we watched, we were brought up on cricket and we watched the television broadcast of it, Richie Beno, Bill Laurie, Tony Gregg here in Australia. When you stepped into the commentary box, did you have somebody in mind that you wanted to sort of replicate in terms of the style of your commentary?
Not really. The late, great John Arlott once told me a very good piece of advice, and he said, remember, when you're on television, he said, let the picture tell the story and you just fill in the gaps around it. And that's pretty good advice, I think. It's different, obviously, when you're calling radio, because you have to explain the whole scenario. But in television, sometimes you sit back and just let the pictures do the work as well. So, no, not particularly, to your answer, question, to answer it. But I think you can pick up tips from people. And I did it for 23 years with Sky and thoroughly enjoyed those years. Thought I'd had enough, and then I got the offer to come over here, and I thought, well, perhaps I haven't done enough yet. It's the Ashes.
Do you still love the game like you did as a player, or is it completely different now that you're sitting in the commentary box and you're doing other things and you've moved on in your life?
No, not at all. My appetite for the game, particularly the Test games, Test cricket, has not waned one little bit. You know, I'm still right in there, look forward to it. And I think all the players that play this game at international level, you want to make your mark in Test cricket. As Test cricket is very special. It's called Test cricket for a very good reason, because it tests all aspects of the game, mental, physical, etc. And, you know, to be quite honest, the best players play Test cricket.
You're Baron Botham of Ravensworth in the county of North Yorkshire. What does that actually mean?
Well, it means I can sit in the House of Lords and can vote and can actually have an impact. So it's a great honour, one that I was never expected, if I'm honest. I'm pretty active. And consequently, I do a bit of work for the government over here as well.
You're trade envoy to Australia for Britain. So are you actively involved in that as well while you're here in Australia?
Oh, I've been very much so for the last 3 weeks. Yeah, so it's I find it quite encouraging, actually, and the enthusiasm for this trade agreement is exciting, and I'm enjoying my part. Again, I'm a little bit more versed in the commentary box than I am in the around the committee room, but table. But I am learning quickly.
You can take charge of the wine portfolio, given that our exports to China have been pulled back a bit. So can we open up there? My partner here, Tim Watson, has got his own vines. He produces a very nice Fiano, so he might want to do some business with you.
Yeah, well, look, I do know a little bit about. So yeah, I'm quite happy to be involved in that. Yeah.
I've got 300 bottles. Do you reckon you'd be able to place those somewhere? I tell you the other thing I wouldn't mind sending you back to the UK with is a comb for Boris Johnson.
No, you're never going to get that. That'll never work.
Hey, Beefy,
the windswept looked.
Who are the Australians that you did battle with that you most enjoy catching up with when you're over here for this extended period of time?
Well, one of the great things about the era we played in, there was the rest day, and players used to spend time together. So I got a lot of ex-cricketing friends. You know, we were all in the same boat. We had great times. Alan Border, you know, Dennis Lilly, one of the greatest of all time in his department. Alan Border, one of the greatest in his department. Then you got the people like Jeff Thompson, Fiery. Then you just go through those great times. Rod Marsh, fantastic. I enjoy looking back at it, and I enjoy having a cold beer or whatever with one of the guys that we played with, a bit of a laugh and a giggle, and where have we ended up? What are we doing now? it's great. It's great. The dressing room's a very special place.
Do you think they're still as special today? I mean, have we moved on from that ability to go and grab a couple of long necks and wander into the change rooms after a hard day's play and share a beer? Have we moved on from that?
Personally, I would rather like to think you haven't, but I'm afraid I think possibly it has drifted that away now. But that was one of the great learning curves for me. When you're a kid and the first time you come over and play Australia in the Ashes, and you go into the dressing room and you've got Greg Chappell talking to Dennis Lilly, and we're sat there having a cold beer, that's a pretty incredible school to be invited into or to manage to get into. So those days were very valuable.
Yeah, I could imagine so, and some great war stories would have been told. This current English touring team is... The lack of a world-class spinner going to hurt you in the end, do you think?
Well, don't write off Jack Leach. Do that at your peril. Mm-hmm. He can bowl the lad. Yep. And then, of course, everyone will be petrified of getting out to Joe Root's off-spin. So, you know, there's going to be... they're good enough. You know, the guys are as good as we've got at the moment. There's a shortage worldwide of top-class spinners. But I think that those guys, our boys will do all right over here. Look, enjoy the extra bounce.
And do you catch up with Warnie when you're here in Melbourne, do you think?
Yeah, I'll be texting him a bit later on, see what's happening. But I want to find out why he's riding a motorbike.
Yes.
He might be off the golf circuit for a while, given that he reckons he might have broken his foot.
Well, mate, I hope he hasn't, because if you'll be a pain in the backside if you can't play golf.
They can get very grumpy. Hey, Lord Botham, it's a great thrill. We are huge admirers. We're looking forward to listening to you on Channel 7 throughout the summer. It'll be absolutely fantastic to get your insights, and let's hope it's a beauty and it goes right down to the fifth test.
Well, I hope so. I hope that's the case, and hopefully maybe we can try one of your bottles of wine when we're around the track somewhere.
We'll make sure. Tim's a great Channel 7 man, so he'll get. We'll make sure we get one to you. We'll get you a great first-hand rating.
We've got to give it a go.
I take the English pound.
One bottle of wine brought me down.
Lord E. Botham joining us this morning. What a great pleasure and a great thrill it is. And you'll be heard on Channel 7 throughout the summer. Yep. It's a bit of a two for your group.
Oh, yeah, well, you can't get any better than that, can you?
No, I just...
If you wanted to take the pick of all the English commentators you could bring out here and listen to during the Ashes series, he'd be number one.
David Lloyd, I love.
Yeah, no, he's great, but you'd have both of them at number one.
I love the ad he did. He went on the front bar. He said, now, yes. Let me get this straight. Yeah. He's sitting there in his thongs and shorts. Yeah. He says, you want me to go to a bar, sit there, drink beer and talk cricket.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up? He said. No, I didn't actually see that, but was it good?
Yeah, do you know that he actually wrote that himself? Like, they said to him, OK, this is what we want to do. We want to film a couple of promos for the upcoming Ashes series. What do you think about this? And he said, nah, this would be better. What about I dress up like this, I put some thongs on, I sit in front of the fire and this is what I'm going to say.
Well, and no one at Channel 7...
He delivered it beautifully.
No one at Channel 7...
And Lewis Martin said, that's exactly what I had in mind.
Freepy was here for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance this Christmas.